started now. Everybody's ready. Yeah, all the board members okay? Everybody has situated. Jenna's pulled up. Very good. So I'm going to call this meeting to order. Looking around the room, we do have a quorum. All the board members are present tonight. Before we approve the agenda, is there anything in the consent agenda that a board member would like to discuss further? That should be moved to new business? Everything look good? Not then, I would ask for motion to approve the agenda as is.
So moved. Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Nostler?
Aye.
Curtis?
Aye. We'll move down then to the consider the consent agenda. Also need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Nostler?
Aye.
Curtis?
Aye. And then Cassie, were you wanting to do? It's backwards from what you just said.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's do KFYI first if we can.
Absolutely.
And we'll put to the foundational literacies.
Welcome. Thank you for coming. Yes.
Well, we at KFYI, I want to thank the school for working with us. We hope it's a real blessing to you guys as well as it is to us. And I'd like to call Cassie up here a little bit and Miss Mary Strawberry.
We love Miss Mary Strawberry.
And she even has shoes that go with her.
I want to wear the whole costume.
That's great. We really appreciate what the school has done for us and what we can help do something back in return. We got a check here for the school that made strictly from Miss Mary Strawberry for $1,000.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for continuing to work with our kids because it teaches them so many great skills and gives them a little peek into the healthy living that they need to be doing, and they pass that on to their parents, which is a good thing as well for all of us parents out there. So
it's always my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you to KFYI for helping us fund that program. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to let Robin off there.
Yes.
No, I'm good. No.
She's here. Very good. Excellent.
Backroom diving for cover.
And one more. I just don't want to make
sure. Sorry, it's
all right. Kids will not be here. Thank you.
I'm going to let Robin talk real quick. Just look at what the numbers were this year. We had a pretty fantastic year this year. So
we started right after school, got out, and ran 9.5 weeks. So we were just a couple days short of what we normally do. Did Knoxville, took meals to Bussey, to Melcher Dallas, and this year we added Pleasantville. So Melcher Dallas had just around 11,000 meals served in 9.5 weeks. Bussey was right around 18,000, give or take, and Pleasantville was almost 15,000. And then Knoxville made up the remainder of that. So Knoxville was a little bit down, which we kind of expected. You know, last summer, more people were off work. They had time to come pick up meals. So, and Pleasantville was new, but the other two communities saw an increase. So made it through the 9.5 weeks. Had one small tragedy in Bussey in the middle of the summer. Person drove through the front of Katie Did's store, and Bussey City Hall stepped up at short notice, like 24-hour notice, and said, move your lunches here, you can serve them from here for the rest of the summer. So we were able to continue with no break at all in our days. So everyone survived, everyone got fed, nobody killed anybody. And we survived no air conditioning, so that was good. But yeah, it just turned out to be a really good summer.
What was the total number of meals again?
Right around 75,000 in 9.5 weeks.
That includes a breakfast and a lunch both.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Each time.
6 days.
6 days.
6 days. Yep. So they picked up meals Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It was a drive-through. They picked them up those days. And then they would get 2 breakfasts, 2 lunch in each bag. So for Monday, that was for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday. So.
Wow. Thank you for your good work.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking care of our children.
You talk about the food pantry. That is now in the back of this building.
Temporarily. It'll get a nicer digs here after the new building gets completed. But
we're probably averaging, what, 25 to 30 families every other Saturday. And we're probably going through roughly 3,000 pounds of food every day. But we pick up about 300 pounds. So. Yeah. And we've also got a lot of snacks for the schools.
Yes.
All the schools for our children as they go through. So we try to keep everything in balance for everybody.
No, I'm good.
Just thank you. Yeah, it's amazing work that you guys are doing. Amazing.
I can't even comprehend.
I know, me either. Saying thank you seems so small, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yes.
I was surprised at the end of the summer. I knew we would be pretty high, but I was a little surprised with those numbers myself, so.
Where were we at last summer? Where were you at? For how many?
Well, we didn't have Pleasantville, so we were right around 63, 64.
63, and you did.
Maybe a little
15.
Less than that. It might have been around 60 or so.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
A lot.
And no food chain problems this summer for us. So that was
surprised.
Not like last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was much smoother sailing.
Okay. So say it again. How many meals and how many weeks?
75,000 in 9.5 weeks.
That's crazy to me.
Tell her again the poundage. That's
3,000 pounds a day. That's for the food pantry.
To feed the kids and marry family.
And I gotta say, I wanna do a shout out, even though they're not here, to our 4 cooks. Teresa Cecil, Bobby Sedlock, Christina Delaney, and then this summer we brought on Sherry Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just fantastic. They didn't blink an eye. I mean, they were there, they put everything together, didn't blink an eye, and they are just a dream. Very much a dream to work with. Tell them what you need and stay out of their way, and your day is made. So.
This also was the first year we did actually go out and get volunteers. We pretty much used the cooks a little more. We didn't have to because we had people coming in every day to help. On their own.
Yeah, they just showed up.
They showed up to help. So, you know, that was neat too, to see the community get behind this whole thing as well. It's not just us, it's the community driven thing we're going to shoot for. So.
That'll make it sustainable.
Yep. So thanks to you as a school for allowing us to be a part of this program as well.
We do small stuff.
Okay,
we're
finished.
We're good.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Okay. Computer just froze up here. So now we're going to have our presentation. I see Allie's behind me. Foundational Literacy Skills and Phonics. Looks like we have a team here tonight. Would you guys introduce yourselves to us tonight before you start? And I'm going to get out of the way. Well, I feel like everybody's staring right at me.
So I'm Amy Taylor. I'm the principal at West. This is Leo. So if you get bored, he's pretty cute. And also have a couple of staff members here.
Candy Hatch, kindergarten.
And Cindy Foster, second grade. So tonight we are going to... Is that okay, Allie, or do you have a phone?
Yeah, no, I
can. Tonight we are going to give you a little bit of information about phonics instruction. So the last time we were here, we talked about phonemic awareness instruction, and that's all of the things that you do with listening. So all of the language play and things like that. Tonight, we're going to talk about phonics, and that's when you introduce the letters into the learning, if you will. So here's a brief description of a brief definition. last time we talked about phonemes and everything we do with phonemes. Those are those smallest units of sound. Tonight we're going to talk about how phonemes and then our letters or our graphemes work together to help build that foundation in literacy.
So kind of piggybacking off what she said, so phonemic awareness, you're aware of the sounds and you're doing, you can do it with your eyes closed. You maybe talked about that last week with the Hagerty. So now we're pulling in the phonics piece and we're introducing that what you're hearing is tied to a letter, that we're showing you what that letter is, how to form it, and things so on. So the reason that's so important is, of course, if you looked at that, you can see that decoding, which would be sounding out words when you're talking with kids, phonemic awareness and phonics are needed. So they need to be able to hear it and identify it, but then also match what they hear to a sound so they can then take what they're hearing, look at the letters, and sound out words to be able to begin to read those words. And then language comprehension is also as important, but you will see that they are both needed for reading comprehension, because if you have kiddos that can read really fast and really well, they may miss what the vocabulary, and they might not even know what they read. My oldest son Mason was that way, super fast, but then be like, what did you read? Well, I'm not sure. Or on the other hand, maybe they're working so hard to decode those words, and that's all the strength that they've got, and then when they're done, they can't remember what it was about because it took all of their reasoning to be able to sound it out. So both of those are super important pieces to comprehension.
So again, it's like the pieces of the puzzle. You know, it all goes together. So you have to know how to decode it. And then, you know, they can decode it, act, but you understand that that's cat. Mm-hmm. And so it's combining all those things to get them to the reading comprehension level. And then these are the curriculum that we use. We have phonics first, and in there's like words in there. And so we teach them to tap it out and then put the word together. So again, it's k, at, cat. We do some review with sound, is giving them that tactile, you know, it's very important to kind of reach all their multisensory levels. And then we also have the cards, and then we have a three-part drill. So then we go through the cards. What does SH say? And then go sh, and then the if, and p, and then after we do the cards, then we put it together. So again, it's just, it all is coming together now. In tier two, some of our kiddos are kind of struggling a little bit, so they might get Title I services. I will say every Friday we do meet. We give them a word list of all the skills that we've taught over the week. And so then they go to spell all those words. It's not like, you know, even a couple years ago, we'd send them a spelling list. And a lot of times we found out the kids were memorizing that. Well, now parents don't get that, which has been a hard transition. But we give them the skills that we've worked on throughout the week to see if they are applying that. On Fridays, then we meet as a team, and we kind of look over what did our students do. And so, like this week, we realized our students still were struggling on the UNG, so we're reviewing it again this week and kind of, you know, trying to make sure we're not missing some of those key components as we move on. But in Title I, they might take what we're doing in the classroom and then just kind of add some more materials to that. So the kids are seeing it in ours, and then they see it again. And then we also have foundations and press that we are using in the Title I area.
And then we come to Tier 3. So Tier 3, when you think about, I'm sure it's been shared with you, the triangle where we think about, you know, most of our kids are down here in the bottom. They get what they need from their core instruction. Then she was just speaking to, we have a smaller group of kids that they need a little bit extra, they need a little bit extra support. When we get to Tier 3, we're talking about that very tippy top of the triangle, that small amount of kids that that need really specialized instruction, and they need something significantly different in order to help them be successful. At West, at North Star, all the way through the system, all the way through the system, pre-K all the way to 12, you will see all of these tiers in place, both in literacy and all of the content areas. So this is just speaking specifically to some of the curricular resources that we have at our disposal for that Tier 3, that really specialized instruction. Again, last time we were here, we talked and thanked you very much for the 95% phonics library. That's been super supportive for our friends that learn a little bit differently. We also have opportunities to build teachers' professional capacity to intensify their instruction with other resources we have, including your Phonics First or Foundations. And then we're also looking at a specific program for some of our students that are entitled for special education supports called SPIRE that will, again, offer it will tailor itself to that specialized learning need that that child has. So we want to say thank you for supporting all of those materials to be able to support all of our kiddos across the continuum.
Yeah.
you just saw pretty much sums up this slide here. So it focuses on decoding, reading, and encoding at the same time. And what you saw in the video at all grade levels happens starting in kindergarten. So we're doing read words, we're tapping on our arm, we're doing dictation with three sounds and even some digraphs in there. So all of those things start in kindergarten and follow them up as long as they're doing the phonics first curriculum. So multisensory, a huge piece. I don't know if you could tell, they were writing on screens, so their read word paper. And then also when we do letter formation, they have a screen under their paper, and that just, that tactile piece helps their brains remember the way to spell those words and then also how to form each letter. You saw the tapping, all of those different movements engage the different ways that all the kids are learning. And of course, Phonics First is accredited. It's very similar, or a lot of it is similar to Horton-Gillingham, which we've used. And of course, dyslexia, they're finding, is more common than we even knew. So these curriculums that we're using is reaching those kids as well as giving everybody a really strong basis in phonics.
What questions do you have for us? Yes, sir.
The advanced kids. The ones that have come to already prepared, do you have an advanced program in which they can get into so they are bored?
Sure. Kindergarten speaking wise, a lot of times when they're advanced and know a lot of sounds, pieces like forming the letter incorrectly, maybe they know the sounds and they can read words, but they're not forming letters correctly. Well, that's
right.
A piece of it too.
Okay.
Because we also know that handwriting formation is super important as they progress, that they need to be doing that as well. There are ways to, like with Red Word, to intensify those kiddos, maybe make longer sentences, or their focus is more on the way they write their sentence, not forgetting like finger spaces and things. They can go a little farther with that, come up with their own sentences. So there are ways, I think, to tweak it, but especially kindergarten level, like we really want these to be solid. So even if they come in with a lot, then this is just reinforcing that and helping them grow from there.
I noticed that you're getting quite a little bit of vocabulary training in there, explaining the chum as a friend, things like that. That's kind of a neat way of doing it, because then they've got something to associate it with.
Mm-hmm. Kind of be careful with the cards, too, when
you play.
Make
it
even
as
funny. I was kind of worried about the SH one.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Mom says this.
I just, I thought that's impressive, because to me, vocabulary is the I don't know how it looks like it's the third step here.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the vocabulary more difficult for them, or does that make it all make sense when they get done?
I think some still struggle with vocabulary, incorporate it so they can see it. Like, I mean, if it's a word inside a sentence, you know, you talk about those context clues. Okay, let's try to figure out what that word could mean. So you're constantly trying to, you know,
teach
them that vocabulary. And we get a lot of, you know, like prefixes, suffixes, you know. And I will say, with this Phonics First program, I've even learned a lot about syllabication, which you were talking about with the advanced learner. We get in the second grade already like 3 or 4 syllable words, you know, and it's just working on where do we divide that. And so, you know, because that is one of the things. Last year was our first year with Phonics First, and so it was hard to kind of differentiate a little bit more than I would like. And so this year is our second year, so we're looking more into, because I agree with you, you know, we have to get those advanced.
And I hope that all the programs that you now have catch kids up, because I think we had a terrible year last year overall, but we were quite different in that respect. You guys were troopers. We got things done, so it's telling. But as a ninth grade teacher, if they couldn't read by ninth grade, it usually was a give up. So I'd like for us not to have give ups. That's all.
It's kind of exciting watching the kids read the paragraph.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so thanks for sharing those videos with
thank
us.
You.
I love that. So yes.
Good work, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Bye,
today.
Leo.
You
it was
fun.
Nice to see you.
Bye,
Leo.
Bye.
Come back and visit us again.
Come back.
You have a good day too.
Thanks.
He probably.
His waking hour is about 20 minutes. So
next time, next time.
They rethink that request.
20
minutes.
All right. Next is publications. Anything?
Yes, I do have something that we just got in the mail. But I wanted to put an idea out there to the board. We got something from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. They are doing a trunk or treat at the Marion County Fairgrounds from 5 to 7 on October 28th, and have invited the school to be part of that. We haven't ever participated in anything like that in the past, and I didn't know if the board wanted to do something. Pass around information. Larissa, are you familiar? Have they done this before? Is this brand new?
This is brand new for the extension office. At least all the years I've known.
I know the Optimist Club does one on like
they
a
do.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Night of the week does this fall on
Monday.
Thursday.
I think it's a great idea. I'd love to. We're gonna get a little group, so
I'm out because the Lions Club is kind of an organizational thing, and so I'm kind of tied up.
So basically, we just bring a car, bring some treats, and park at
it'll be a neat deal.
The Marion County Fairgrounds. Well, we talked about one of our goals being a little more visible and kind of getting out in the community a little bit. I think this would be a great opportunity for us to do that. Yeah, I could. It's a Thursday. I could definitely do this. Anybody wants to join me? Obligations, but I get my witch costume on and come out.
I love it.
So,
and that is parent teacher conference night for us, so we aren't going to have a lot of our staff will be tied up at school.
Sure.
I'm going to get a little spot.
That's right, the grades always come out at Halloween. Terrible time.
Any of you donations for bags of candy? Do you want Craig to purchase candy? What would you like to do with that part of it?
I'll donate. I'll donate as well.
Okay.
I did $50
how much?
Candy on Friday.
Parade?
Yeah, it only made it halfway. Jackie goes, hey, you better slow down. Man. There's some thousands of kids. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself.
I'll donate.
Anything else, Cass?
Nope.
Okay, is it okay if I keep this? Do you have a copy? We'll make a copy.
Let's make a copy,
and so I can put this on my fridge just so I've got a visual reminder.
Let us know how much we need to kick in.
Can you pass it?
Yes, absolutely.
And Sherry, there was another simple one that they gave a couple of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'll work for my fridge. If you got a couple of those, absolutely. Questions on that? Any other publications? No, we'll move on then to public comments. Anything new? And new business then. So now we move into closed session.
Unless you got reports.
I'm so sorry. My goodness. I totally skipped over reports. I do have reports. Building project for 9/13 and 9/20.
And
he was out.
Andrew was out last week, so I did not get one, but I'm guessing tomorrow he will probably send that, so I will link it once I get the one from last week.
On schedule, on budget.
Yeah.
Yes, so
we
far.
We had a meeting today, and we're
awesome.
Very pleased. Our freezer and refrigeration unit is still slated to come October 8th,
7/3.
Which is kind of the date they told us all the way through, so.
And the high school air is running, and
yep.
Yes, it felt great today.
Is the ceilings in?
No, those won't
in
be.
All of the classrooms
won't be.
Aren't
in
the gonna put
classroom.
Them in the hallway because next summer is when the fire alarm system will go in.
Okay.
So
the whole year,
yeah.
We got permission from
ceiling.
The fire marshal to leave the hallways open this year.
Okay. I always enjoy seeing the pictures, so I'm glad that they include that.
And there should be another video coming too tomorrow.
Perfect.
And if you haven't been out by there, they're making some progress.
I drive by often. My parents live out there. So yes, they are making great progress. Okay. Are we ready to move on? Activities report? Did we get a chance to read through? Ryan's got a report in there. I think homecoming was really good. Kids had a lot of fun. Community had a lot of fun.
Our kids were amazing. One of the things that really kudos to them, they were asked because the community just put in brand new windows throughout the whole building and spent good money. They're in great shape, and Mr. Wilkins and Mr. Sandy asked them to be respectful of the windows. And to my knowledge, they did not touch a one of them.
Correct.
Which is very impressive, because a lot of times
that is.
When you're told not to do something, that's game on.
I will say this, and this is not a negative thing. I look across the street, I've never seen trees as tall as that teepee before.
That's very good arms.
Those kids got arms.
Awesome.
They found a new way to launch them.
Oh, that's probably right.
I've never seen
toilet
that high in the air.
They got smart.
I would agree. Yeah, so we were very proud of our kids and how they behaved and had a lot of fun on them.
Safe, yes. Everyone was safe.
How did the marching band do?
We got fifth out of seven.
And good.
So, for the very first competition of the year, I think they were very pleased with that.
That's good.
Good.
Looking forward to next.
That we improve with that new field.
Nice. Okay. Ready to move on to superintendent report? Anybody have any questions? Any comments?
We have an election coming up.
Yes.
Okay. There's an election. And I did I just changed in there. KNIA will be hosting a candidate forum at KPAC on October 13th.
Okay.
At 7 p.m.
Okay.
So we'll get more information out here in the next week.
I was tickled to see the positivity rate where it's at. That's good numbers. Mm-hmm. And that's as good a numbers as we've had last year at any point.
Yeah, we've been very consistent, I would say.
0.6%? That's doing okay. Mm-hmm.
So we continue to monitor it every day. Kids, parents, and staff are doing a great job of staying home when they're sick. Mm-hmm. We still have a handful that mask on a regular basis. We have some that mask when they're not feeling as well, and there's a lot of allergies. I don't know if any of you have allergies, but the last 2 weeks have been horrible, and we've got some. Some people who are masking because of allergies, mm-hmm. and I think it makes other people more comfortable around them, and so far things continue to go
between the dust and the pollen, mm-hmm. It's nailed a lot of us. That's why I talk the way I do right now.
Yes.
But I have no fever, so it's...
Keep coming to the board meetings, keep coming to school events,
yeah.
Yes. And take your allergy meds.
And take my allergy meds.
Take your allergy med. Yeah, a little bit of Flonase. Any other questions, comments, and superintendent report? Okay.
Thank you.
Now I think I'm online with new business.
Yep.
Yes, and Sherry, I did get word that the family is not going to be present for the closed session, so if we want to do all of the other items and put that at the end.
Is everybody okay with that?
Sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
We can just keep pressing forward instead of, yes, okay. So then we consider the school dress code.
Yes, and we have four principals here. If you have any specific questions, again, we've been talking with the board a little bit about this for the last several months. We had staff members and students that actually brought the question to us, would we consider changing it, and brought some good information, and have spent some time putting a draft together, taking it back to our building leadership teams in all four buildings, tweaking it here and there, bringing it back to the table, going back and forth, and we think we have it in final form. So anything you want to add to it?
Did the students have some input also in designing the dress code?
In the current form, no. Their input was definitely taken. I mean, that's kind of originally where the first questions come up, for students bringing questions about, how do we modernize the dress code, make things more equitable and more inclusive to everybody. And so then we then start taking input from students, teachers, parents. We talked to, and then started doing some research on what might be a way a dress code could look like. And we kind of came across this template, and it worked with our BLTs that we shared it with. We talked to some students since we've kind of put the idea together about just kind of the template of what you must wear, what you can wear, and what you cannot wear, that whole idea. And we've gotten really good feedback from that.
It looks to me like it's very lenient, and I have no problem with that. Just was the prior one less lenient, or was it more restrictive, or what caused the change to be made?
It was much more restrictive, but probably more than restrictive, Larry. It was very heavily weighted towards one gender and not the other. Just by the way it was worded, you understand that a lot of those dress codes have come from several years ago, and so that was the concern that we really heard, was that the way it was worded was not as equitable as it could be, and wanted to know if it would be possible for us to address that issue.
So this would be easier for you guys to work with?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, good. I didn't see anything particularly threatening about any of it.
Just the traditionalists, the ones
right.
that don't wear hats to church or don't wear hats in school. Or mm-hmm. I couldn't wear one cover into a building in the military, so I'm just saying that's where all this comes from. It's a historic piece, but girls used to wear skirts every day too. I remember that, and that no longer. And we've come a long way on this. And I think if we can get kids to school and they feel comfortable, well, that's it. I mean, that's all we really want. So as long as they don't wear, you know, obscene, you know, then you've got that covered. So I'm comfortable with it, and I'm a traditionalist. So it's just kind of interesting.
It doesn't back anybody into a corner.
No,
I can see.
I think people will be comfortable.
That should make it easier for you guys.
They've worn pajamas for years, which I thought was just the oddest thing in the whole world. There, that's a plus. So get them.
Did you have a comment, Larissa?
Just a question. Some of the feedback that I've gotten within the community, I apologize, first of all, for not reaching out to you guys last week. Time got away from me. But does this, and maybe it's more of a traditionalist kind of idea, but does this set up kids as they're transitioning into college or their career, when the next stage is enforcing a dress code? Does that make sense? Are we setting them up to?
I think we still do that in situations in classes where it warrants that.
Okay.
So for example, we may have a class that's teaching job getting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're gonna go through the interview process. They're going to go through what proper dress attire is. And then when those students go through a mock interview, they'll be asked to the best of their ability to wear that type of an outfit. And so you will walk through our halls during certain times, and you know when that's going on, because a lot of the kids are dressed up and a little more dressy than they would be normally. And so we're still teaching that. I think what this allows is students to, and I think Marty put it very well, it allows them to come to school comfortable, which for some of our kids, that allows them to come to school. They're not as resistant to come to school because I just don't feel comfortable wearing some, you know, those things.
Well,
sure. So
it's always been a fashion show for
right.
some, and it shouldn't be, because if you're of lesser means,
right.
you may not wear designer jeans, and I've always had that problem. So that's kind of why I've always thought that we probably needed to make this comfortable rather than rigid. So
you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
You guys have done good work on this. It sounds like you've included lots of different groups in the decision, and everybody's had an equal voice.
When does this take effect?
Immediate, if we approve it tonight.
Okay.
You'll get a little
and,
back.
And all
get
four
a little
of you
blowback.
Listeners go with this. Y'all think it's a good idea? Yes, no?
I'm sorry, I was listening to you.
Do all four of you administrators go along with this? So.
It's kind of interesting because when we first talked about this, I think some of these issues may come at the high school a little bit, a little less for us, a little less, you know, as you go down. What was kind of telling for me, I guess I'm always that story person, but we talked about head coverings. I'm a little older too, and I always think of that, and I think of my son Colin in the Army, you know, cannot wear a hat inside, but also cannot be seen without a shirt because of equity. And so when we start hearing a lot about equity, and when we're hearing that now, and even we were talking about our standards we were working on as you came in tonight, a lot of that is surrounding that equity piece in education and in life in general. And so that was kind of a great story that encompasses both. You can't have your head covering on, but by gosh, you know, neither male or female, like you have to have a shirt on. So. You know, it's just it's the way things are changing. It's it really made us think about another maybe a nugget would be the kids with a hat or a hood. You know, it's that equity piece of if they're more comfortable coming in with a hat on and they're there and they're learning something instead of being called to the office or not taking a hat off. There's bigger things we could worry about and deal with, and that's so that was kind of a learning piece for me. There's been a lot of new learning come out in this area over the past couple of years, so that kind of brought things back, I think, and maybe realization for me that it's maybe time for that change.
How much of your time was spent on trying to enforce dress codes?
I think not a ton. The biggest one was like hoods on hood sweatshirts, because originally, like as it's written now, is not permissible. Some you can tell are more comfortable that way, and so having to go and address that sometimes could become a struggle.
Hard.
But I'll tell you, kids are, this is probably the most in tune they've ever been to an item on the board agenda. I have had more middle school kids ask in the last couple weeks. They know it's out there and it's happening somehow, and that's without us ever even really bringing it up. Like, they know what's going on, and we've got many that are, you know, just the ball cap, and maybe the hood up at certain times, that sense of comfort that maybe it brings. A double-digit number of kids in the last couple of weeks that have asked me, so when that gets approved, what meeting is that? Or does that change the next day? Like, they want to know. I've just kind of found that interesting. I've never had questions for middle school about a school board meeting or a board agenda. And now it's like,
we don't have any gang. We don't have any gang activity or anything like that here. So that would be, you know, I could understand the hoodie thing. If you're having a bad hair day, that'd be a great day to be wearing a hoodie. I have a bad hair day every day. So. but I understand that. I just, if we don't have any gangs to worry about, then it's a non-issue. Okay.
You will have some challenges in this because you'll have, I think in Pella right now, there's a young man that's wearing a skirt to school. So good luck with those. But they're one-offs, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, not a problem. But this community may find that to be difficult, so that might be one of those that, you know, boomerangs on us. But I just wanted to warn you on that. Around the world, the world is changing. So let's you know, take them one at a time.
I don't think that's going to bother the kids as much as the adults. I think
that's
don't even
notice.
Yeah,
that's
and the wording
is making your job a lot easier. You got bigger fish to fry than that.
Yeah.
Than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Get them here. Get them to school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a discipline problem if you've had to face all along, and now it won't be one. That's what I look at. Just makes your job a little bit easier.
Cool.
I move that we accept.
I think I was going to add. I'm sorry, come back to your question, Larissa, is you know, we had more conversations about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think we've talked about a little bit is that there were a lot of conversations. So it was able to give pros and cons and talk about it, look at some articles and research and different things like that. So that's,
Yeah.
Researched well.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, guys.
My motion's on.
Second.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Ben Nelson?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Aye. Thank you for your work on that. Okay, next we consider the MOU for Gears 2 McKinney-Vento grants.
We are very excited that we were accepted as one of the school districts to receive the Gears 2 and McKinney-Vento grant. They were competitive grants and not very many school districts were selected. This is the Gears 2 is for mental health, is a $100,000 grant that we have 3 years to use. The McKinney-Vento, we will receive $18,400 each year for 3 years. So again, about $37,000 total for that one. Plus we got a one-time $34,000 allotment. A few school districts that had applied for the McKinney-Vento turned it down, and so they took that pot of money and divided it up amongst the remaining schools. So the application itself specified that we would be working with the Well Resource Center on certain component pieces, and you'll notice that the Well is just getting a portion of the grant money, but we needed an MOU to make sure that everything is in place for those expenditures, and if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them.
You answered a lot before the meeting. I was only concerned about separation of things, that's all.
Yeah.
And I'd only ask at this, who wrote the grants?
So we spent a couple of days, and Rachel Cecil, Angela Nelson, Larissa, and I were the four that put them together.
You authored it, so thank you for authoring.
Yeah.
And now put yourself back in the room and continue authoring, because there's tons of grants out there that we need to capture. So this should do good work. I do want to ask that we talk to the pastors group and see what other things they'd like to do, and not to be left out of things that are going on in our community when it comes to these kind of things. But this now, this gives me a lot of the answers I was questioning. So that's all.
Anybody else have questions? If not, do we have a motion?
Since I was one that worried about it, I'll move that we accept.
Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Donson?
Epstein.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Aye. Thank you for your work on that, both Larissa and Cassie. Appreciate it. Okay, consider the change orders. We got A, B, C, and D there.
We can do them all at once.
We can do them all at once, I think, Craig?
Yeah. So if you want me to just go through them,
yes,
real quick.
Sure.
So the one for Elite Glass is for some additional replacement of high school windows. The windows in question on the change order just were not included in the drawings. Then along with that, our Architectural Arts is just for the windowsills for those additional windows. The kitchen equipment, so after going through the initial plan, we had a very large storeroom off on the east side of the new middle school kitchen. After talking with Jason, we were a little bit concerned about freezer space, so we decided to go ahead and put in just a walk-in freezer in the middle school space. So that adds that we were able to take off of then a couple of the other pieces of equipment, freezers, like reach-in freezers,
mm-hmm.
Off of there. So that would be that change order. So it's just removing some equipment, adding others. And then the last one, which is Lansing construction, that's several different things because they're kind of a general trades, but For instance, like the freezer floor demo to get the old freezer, walk-in freezer cooler out of the high school, some sidewalk demo. They came up with a method of waterproofing the elevator shaft in the new middle school, which was a little bit additional. I think we had some additional window shade installs, looks like some CMU door and slab removal. So just a lot of some miscellaneous stuff with them. Just if you're wondering, also with these, changes, we still have just under $325,000 of contingency left remaining.
I move we accept.
A second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kirkus?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move down to announcements then. Dates to remember: October 1st is the head count for the fiscal year 23. And then items to be placed on the agenda for October 11th is the presentation of the Foundational Literacy Skills Board Study. Anybody have anything else?
We go into closed.
And then we'll go into closed.
All right.
So thank you very much for attending.